Hey there, welcome to the first Blog Talk Radio for the Julian Chamber of Commerce, Visit Julian. And we're super excited and super grateful to have Doreen from Fort Cross. And the reason why I'm super grateful is because she's a friend of mine and she's going to be generous with me as I go through this first process of interviewing a business in Julian. Fort Cross is a super cool place and it is just a little bit before you come into Julian in what is known as Winola. How long have you guys been there?
We lived there almost 6 years. I think this spring will be the 5 or 6 year anniversary of being open, you know, when we kick off our Lilac Festival this year.
That's funny because I've been here a long time and it feels like you've been here longer than that. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's just, and you know, that's a cool thing because it, for me, it says you're part of the community, you know, like you're a staple for me. Yeah. Cool. So 5 or 6 years, and how much has it changed? Like, what did it start as and what has it evolved into?
When we first got there, I did not have a vision for what my husband saw. It was about 5 acres of lilacs were there, and then 2 houses and a big water tank and a dilapidated well. And everything else he has built, you'd have to see it to believe it, but he's put so much into it. We have a fort with a fort wall up there. We relocated some lilacs. We've got different activity stations for archery, tomahawk throwing, slingshot gallery, reptile show area, and a area for our farm animals for to come visit them, and an arts and craft area, all sorts of stuff that he's put. And then, you know, we planted some apples and stone fruit trees and a lot of things like that.
Berries. Okay, what is a stone fruit?
Stone fruit is like the pit inside. So a peach tree or apricot, a cherry tree, anything that has like a stone pit, rock hard.
See, you know, education kind of in this interview because I had no idea what a stone. I was like, I've never eaten a stone fruit. Oh, yeah, I guess I have eaten a stone fruit. So how long before those are going to be, what's the word, ripe or ready? Or?
We actually had some fruit on it last year and the year before, but we've been trying to prune them off to get a better,
right,
you know, fruiting. I think hopefully this year we'll have some. It always depends on what the weather does with agriculture. It's always pretty tricky and nerve-wracking when
sure.
you're trying to run a business.
I know, because it's like you try to make plans and then Mother Nature goes, oh, excuse me, did you have plans?
You postpone that event by 3 weeks.
Right?
Because nothing's ready.
Your lilac panics every year. And it always works out. So tell me a general what you do throughout the year, and then we'll talk about what we're doing now, what's available now. But in general, yearly, like what is your place do and offer?
We do stuff all throughout the year. It just rotate, like you're talking about different things. We have festival events the spring. We never know when it's going to be until about a month before because of the blooms, but we have lilacs, like I had mentioned before. We do a lilac festival, and we are the largest lilac farm in Southern California that sells directly to the public. Not the largest lilac farm, but the one largest one that sells directly to the public. Mm-hmm. So we'll be selling those bouquets and potted plants. We also, in our lilac festival, will have a lot of activities. The ones I mentioned before, archery, tomahawks, throwing, slingshot gallery, petting zoo, reptile show, hay rides, hoedowns, candle dipping, some sort of craft, art craft, usually vase painting, flower vase painting in the spring there. And then in the fall, we do our autumn jubilee, usually weekends in October, the last couple weekends in September. And that'll have a lot of the same activities plus cider pressing, just more of a fall theme. And then Thanksgiving.
Hayride, right?
Yeah, the hayride, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving weekend is the holiday hayride, so that's more of a Christmas theme with a lot of the same type of activities, but, you know, obviously we're not doing spring craft. We're going to be doing a ornament making and things like that. So on other weekends that are not those special seasonal weekends, we'll have our farm tour adventures Saturdays and Sundays. You do have to pre-purchase the tickets through the website because we have limited tickets availability for those, and that is a 2-hour farm tour adventure that includes archery, tomahawk throwing, slingshot gallery, petting zoo, and reptile show. I keep saying that so everyone
but
will remember.
It's fine, and you know, you're welcome to say it a little slower. So,
sorry.
Archery, tomahawk throwing,
slingshot gallery. gallery.
Well, gallery.
I called it a slingshot range for a little bit, but then people thought I was sending people out to shoot at each other. And you're not doing that. You're standing behind this area and shooting at a ghost town facade.
Got it.
With slingshots and paintballs. So you're not shooting at each other. and then you spend an hour in that area with the archery, tomahawk throwing, and slingshots. And then you go and spend another hour with the animals and reptiles and some time to wander around and go to the playground, tire swings, and just explore the walking trails. We also do living history field trips throughout the year. So we get a lot of homeschool groups and Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, public schools, private schools, all sorts of things like that, birthday parties. We have 4-hour educational programs that you can choose from. There's about, I think, like 9 of them available. So we have the California history, which focuses on Julian history a lot, actually, the Gold Rush period, and then the Native experience, where we talk about the Natives that lived on the land prior to us, and Native animals and plants, and the Julian homestead, which we go a lot more into the Julian history with the pioneer type thing. We do a survival workshop, Peter Rabbit one, a Johnny Appleseed one, holidays on the homestead. So a lot of different programs, so you can kind of keep coming back throughout the year if you wanted to. And
and those are for the
educational field trips.
Yep. And do you do those on the weekdays?
Yes. Okay. Those are weekday events. So when you look on what our hours are, you'll usually see that we're only open for 2 hours on Saturday and Sunday. And you're like, whoa, wow, how do you run a business like that? But it's because we close down to the public during the week and we do the field trip events that groups book with us.
That's super cool. And I would assume that it doesn't have to be like some official group. I mean, if a group of parents, like homeschooling parents, all wanted to come, they could book a field trip. And do you have a minimum size for that?
The pricing is based on a 25 student group minimum.
Okay.
You can bring 10 people if you wanted to. Just the pricing would be based on that because it's a whole day's
Setup
and all that fun stuff.
So 25 students. So that wouldn't necessarily mean the parents. It's basically 25 students.
Yeah, so the students are $20 per students typically, and then $12 per adult. Group coordinator gets in for free. They also get, depending on how many students they bring, can get up to a $100 gift certificate to use towards the future for personal use.
Oh, good.
We try to do these little perks because we know, you know, there's some work and hassle going into it.
Yeah, but I'm cheap as the day is long, and $20 for a kid to experience all the stuff you're talking about and learn too. That is a bargain and a half.
It's a lot. You know, it's a 4-hour day. We let you stay afterwards if you want to, and you're getting usually like 6-7 activities, and every single program has at least one take-home item. Some of them, especially our seasonal programs, have, I think the Holiday Homestead, that one has 3 that you take home.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so you're actually working on these activities, learning things at the same time. And we're very hands-on. We don't like to do a lot of lecture because when you think 4 hours, oh my gosh, you have to sit there for four hours. No, we do little lecture, but we try to make sure the education is there and engaging and fun. But we mostly want to learn by doing and learn by play. My husband is a dance caller, so he does the old-time hoedown shindigs. Mm-hmm. He'll teach about dance etiquette, what was proper back then, and then we'll start doing the dances, and everybody gets to know each other and has a lot of fun, and a lot of people are like, I don't want to dance. That's, you know,
I know, but then I think anybody that doesn't dance would feel very regretful, because I've been to, I think, at least more than one hoedown, a couple of them. And I've seen my husband like sit to the side, and then I see that look on his face like, dang it, I wish I would have got up and danced. And after the hoedown, the one we did with you with the father and daughter event, and my husband was there, and we didn't have a child there. We were organizing it, so he wasn't being a creep sitting out not dancing with his daughter. But he just couldn't stop talking about,
oh, really?
Oh my gosh, it was because he has a daughter. She's obviously an adult now, but he just could see the sentimentality of it and the connection between the father and the daughter. So that's the case, I imagine, with any groups that come. So it's not specific only to father-daughter things. I'm not trying to, like, push that. But he just really saw it from an outside. I was in there with you, so it was cool to hear someone talk about how wonderful the hoedown was. Oh, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we get some groups, and you get these big, burly guys, a lot of these young, like, tough-looking guys, and then somehow my husband wrangles him into participating, and usually guilts him because we can't do this with just the kids. We need adults to
right.
help. So at the end, when I ask people when they're leaving, like, hey, what was your favorite part? Well, that hoedown was so fun.
Exactly.
And it's really surprising because it sounds, you know, like a little, I don't know. But
hokey, but it isn't.
It's a lot of fun. And then if you really don't want to do it, we have these jug band instruments that you could play, you know, the old catgut bass and the spoons and washtub and washboards. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I love your place. I'm not going to
be
objective or what's the word? Okay, yeah. Your place is great. It's totally awesome. Pardon that stupid little noise in the background. We'll learn about that and fix it later. All right, so what else do you want to let people know that they may not already know about what you've got going on at Fort Cross?
Well, look for it. We're located in Wainola, right across the street from Julian Station, Julian Mining Company, Spencer Valley School. We've heard a lot of people that say we've been coming to Julian for years and always driven by it or didn't even notice it. Because it actually really, I mean, if you go on our Google or Yelp reviews, a lot of people say it doesn't look like much from the front, but once you get inside, oh my gosh, it's so much fun. So it does just look like a little spot in the middle of nowhere. But there is something there, and there's a lot of fun. So if you look up fortcross.com, you'll find information. And we're also on Instagram for Fort Cross Adventures and also on Facebook at Fort Cross Camping. And you can follow us along and see all the stuff that we do because we are not super noticeable from the road, even though we are right on the highway.
It's a great thing, I think, when people come up to Julian with their kids and they're like, you know, what is there to do that's family friendly?
Wainola, I think, is a very up and coming area for things to do. There's a lot of great things in town, you know, shopping and restaurants and really great nature things to do. Like hiking is a wonderful place, destination for Julian to do that. But if you want things, you know, for your kids to do instead of dragging them around in the shops, which is fun for me.
Sure.
Just to actually get them engaged and have a nice nap in the car on the way home.
Right.
Bring them out to Wainola and we'll get them busy.
The other cool thing for parents, if you think about it, is you're right across the street from Julian Station. And inside Julian Station, some cool stuff for kids. But there's also a wine tasting room, a cider tasting room, and the tap room for beer, the cooler. So they can get the kids all entertained and stuff, and then just literally go across the street. There's still a few things for the kids to do inside, and they could have a nice, refreshing beer after that, which they'll deserve for letting the kids run around.
Yeah. So our farm tour adventures currently are 1 to 3. So you check in at 12:50. Activities start at 1 and end at 3, and then we let you run around for a little bit as well. So, plan for lunch. There's a few places to eat around us. Jeremy's on the Hill, Wainola Pizza, California Mountain Bakery are right within walking distance, I think, and Mom's Pies. And you can even plan your whole day around that.
Can they bring a picnic to your place?
Oh, yeah. If they let me know ahead of time that, hey, we've got a picnic, I'll even open the doors if they purchase tickets, you know, and they're going to be there anyway. I'll let them come in and enjoy. We have picnic tables across, or if you wanted to bring a blanket, there's plenty of places to sit. I mean, it's a 12-acre farm we have. The front acreage is mostly where people go, but definitely, yeah, I love it when people come and picnic and enjoy the place.
Yeah, picnics are so sweet. And I think that that's part of what makes Julian special is that there's those kinds of things. I mean, not that you can't have a picnic down the hill, but when you come up here, you get that whole package of experience. The stuff you're talking about, the farm animals, I know those are, you have that most adorable pig that's in your little space.
Yeah, Olivia.
Yeah, she's super cute. So, I mean, they get that experience and then a picnic. So it's like the whole package of a day that you really can't get anywhere else within that short driving distance from San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, you could totally spend a weekend. There's plenty of stuff to do. Stay the night and come up to Julian because you don't want to miss that, but then you could also easily spend a whole day in the Wainola area doing things as well.
Yeah, for sure. So once again, for those who might not have caught it, and I'll put it in the description of the show as well, but what is your website?
fortcross.com.
Cool. And if they want to participate in the weekend activities, I think on your website it says fun happenings. Is that what they?
Yeah.
And then they can purchase tickets there.
There should be a link. Yeah. There's a drop down menu there, and then right on the homepage there should be a link, depending on how it shows up on your device or your computer, but there should be a link to that page as well, and the online stores where you can purchase tickets. But make sure you do that, because that we sometimes have sold out of our availability and people show up and I feel real bad when I tell them, sorry, we're
sold out. Yeah,
because we want to make the experience good product for people, not feel too overcrowded.
Sure, absolutely. And then you were talking about online shop. I know you have a little store at your place.
Yeah, a little gift shop. We've got some fun things, gems, rocks, some interesting finds that my husband purchases.
So do you have t-shirts?
Yeah, we have t-shirts too, and little knickknacks. I was actually in the middle of taking out all the holiday stuff in transition right now, so I should know exactly what's in there, but my brain's a little scrambled right now. But yeah, it's fun. So when you come on your field trip, bring some money and get a little souvenir.
Very cool. So again, Doreen from FortCross.com and Fort Cross Adventures in Wynola, which is basically just on the outskirts of Julian. And thanks so much for interviewing with me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Getting my feet wet, getting our feet wet. Awesome. FortCross.com.